الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching the program Repentance. And today, once again, we brought another new episode for you, but again we will be continuing our discussion from the previous episode where we're talking about those causes, those reasons which hinder in the way of a person's repentance, that become an obstacle in the way of a person's repentance. So inshallah, again today we'll be discussing about one particular factor that people normally think about and do not come towards repentance, having that in their minds. And what solution can we give for that? We'll also discuss that very solution. Before that, as per our routine, let us first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stated that whoever recited the Quran, glorified Allah Almighty, recited salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, furthermore asked forgiveness from his Lord Almighty, has sought the goodness from its source, from its place. So a beautiful way, again, we've been guided in this hadith to find goodness and well-being from its essence, from its source, which is to recite the Quran, glorify Allah Almighty, and recite Salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then ask for forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, zawajal, goodness and well-being, blessings will be for us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today we'll be talking about another factor that people think of and keep it in the back of their mind when it comes to repenting, and based on this factor they stay away from repenting. What normally some people think is that since they're involved in major sins, some big sins such as stealing, killing, robbery or other violent acts, fornication, etc. So if this is the case, then why should we repent? Because we will not be forgiven over these sins anyways. So Satan, the accursed, he placed this whisper in their hearts that because of these major sins we're involved in this, why would our repentance be accepted? And Satan makes them believe that because of these major sins you will not be forgiven now. So if that is the case, that when you will not be forgiven, then why would you repent? Why do you want to repent? And why do you want to abandon sins? Because abandoning sins wouldn't really make a difference to you. You wouldn't be forgiven. So because of this ill assumption, because of this ill concept, those people who are deprived from the Islamic knowledge, they stay away from repentance and they lose hope and they become more daring, more bold, more reckless upon committing sins, and they start committing sin even to a higher degree, and they remain deprived from repentance. So this is another obstacle in the path of repenting. Now in relation to this, what can be its solution? Then what those people need to realize is that we should not lose our hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never be hopeless from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty has stated that لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, meaning that do not be hopeless from the mercy of Allah Almighty. Indeed, Allah Almighty forgives all the sins. So in this blessed verse, we've been encouraged to again repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek repentance for our sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Allah Almighty forgives all the sins. We're being told, and we've also been encouraged not to be hopeless from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this very factor that is in the back of people's mind, what it leads to is that they lose hope in the mercy of Allah Almighty. And this Quranic verse is guiding us that do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah Almighty forgives all sins. Allah Almighty forgives all sins. So when this is the case, Allah Almighty Himself is saying that do not lose hope in my mercy. Allah Almighty forgives all the sins. Then why are we going to lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite committing major sins? Even if we have committed major sins, we shouldn't be losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how does the mercy of Allah Almighty envelop His bondsmen? How does it surround His bondsmen? Let's try to get a gist of it through some of the prophetic traditions, some of the prophetic narrations which he alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in regards to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that Allah Almighty is more merciful upon His bondsman, upon His servant, than as much as a mother is merciful upon her child. So from this we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy is so vast, and Allah Almighty loves His bondsman. Allah Almighty's mercy is a never ending. You can imagine how merciful and how compassionate a mother is towards her child, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful towards His bondsman. In another narration, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam guides us towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tells us, educates us that how vast the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So he alayhi salatu wasalam states that there are 100 mercies of Allah Almighty. 99 of them are kept for the Day of Judgment. Allah Almighty has kept 99 of those mercies for the Day of Judgment, and there's only one mercy that has been made apparent in this dunya, that has been left for this dunya. And the entire creation, the element of them being merciful, as much merciful as they are, is because of that one mercy. 99 mercies are for the hereafter, only one mercy is left in this dunya, and the entire creation is merciful. The mercy in the heart exists because of this one mercy. And mother is compassionate, is merciful upon her children. Similarly, animals are compassionate and merciful upon their children, all because of that very one part of mercy. And on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather this one part of mercy as well, along with those 99 parts of mercy, and then Allah Almighty will distribute this entire mercy amongst His creation. And every mercy will be equal to the stages between the heavens and the earth. That is the size of this mercy. And on that day, apart from the one who will be eternal, accursed person, an eternal unfortunate person, apart from him, no one else would be destroyed. So again, the viewers of Madani Channel, we are being told over here that how vast the mercy of Allah Almighty is. We see in this world that how much a mother is merciful towards her child, how much many other people, they are merciful towards other people, and how many times we see many people helping out out other people. And this is a never-ending circle. And all this mercy is by the virtue of only one portion of one part of those 100 mercies which Allah Almighty has left in this dunya. And 99 portions, 99 parts are for the Day of Judgment. So this is how vast the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And do we want to lose hope from such vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why should we? Why should we do so? So we need to be very, very clear in this sense that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very vast. Our sins can never exceed the mercy of Allah Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself has said in the Quran that do not be hopeless from the mercy of Allah Almighty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the sins. So if that is the case, then keep repenting in the court of Allah Almighty, have a positive opinion from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't lose hope from the mercy of Allah Almighty, regardless of how many sins you've committed, regardless of how major sins you have committed. All you need to do is repent wholeheartedly and sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has stated that two people, they will be brought out of hellfire. They will be brought out of hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that the punishment which you have just witnessed, it is because of your own deeds. And I am not unjust upon my bondsmen. I do not oppress my bondsmen. And then both of those people will be ordered again to go back to hell. And one amongst them, he will go towards hell hastily. He'll go towards hell quickly, saying that, I've become so fearful of the burden of sins that now I cannot delay in fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot be neglectful in fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he would be rushing towards the hellfire. Whereas the other person will say that, O Allah Almighty, I kept a positive opinion from you and I hoped from you. I had a hope that once you take us out of the hell, then your mercy will not make us enter the hell again. Once you take us out of the hell, then it will be beyond your mercy that you put us back in hell. This is what the other person will say. Then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in full flow, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command both of them to enter paradise. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two individuals who will be punished in hell, then they will be taken out, and then they will be commanded to go back to hell. One of them will be rushing, saying that, I can't be neglectful in fulfilling the command of Allah anymore. He will be rushing over there, and the other person will be hopeful upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will still have hope upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he, just because of his positive opinion upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by the virtue of that positive opinion, both of them will be ordered to enter paradise. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, no matter how sinful we are, we should never lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers, what we need to understand is that when someone develops this mindset that he has committed major sins and which are beyond count, still he should not stay away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should still repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because once he becomes regretful upon his sins and he repents wholeheartedly and sincerely, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you keep committing sins to the extent that they reach to the heavens, they reach to the skies, and then you repent, even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your repentance. Allahu Akbar. What major sins are we talking about? What access of sins, or what numerous sins which are beyond count are we talking about? The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited, never ending. So don't be hopeless from it. Come towards the mercy of Allah Almighty. Repent wholeheartedly. All your sins will be forgiven. Now there's another beautiful narration before me, which is a beautiful reply to these kind of people who have this kind of mindset that now we've committed so many sins, so we will not be forgiven. So what's the point of repenting? This narration beautifully answers their ill concept which they have developed. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that there was a person before you who had committed 99 killings. Now he asked the people of the earth about the biggest scholar, and they all guided him towards a monk. So that person, he went to the monk and he said that, I have made 99 killings. I have killed 99 people. Is there any way that I can be forgiven? Is there any way that I can repent? The monk, he said, no, you cannot be forgiven. So that person, he killed the monk as well and completed the figure of 100. Then he asked the people of the earth again about the biggest scholar, and people then, they guided him towards another scholar. So he went to the scholar and he said to him that I have made 100 killings. I have killed 100 people. Is there any way that I can be forgiven? Is there any way for me to repent? To which he said, yes. What exactly can come in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repentance? You can of course be forgiven. And this is what he said, that what can come between Allah Almighty and tawbah and repentance? And he carried on to say that go to such and such city. People over there, they're busy in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So join them and worship Allah Almighty and never return back to your area, to your city, because this land is full of sins, full of transgressions. So that killer, that person, he left for that very area, for that very city. And when he reached midway through, he was halfway through, then what happens? Death arrives and he dies. And once he dies, the angels of mercy and angel of punishment, they both arrive and they both start to argue with each other that we will take him with us, and the other group will say that we will take him with us. The angels of mercy, they said that he was returning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a firm intention of repenting. And the angels of punishment, they said that he had not performed any good task, any good deed. So as this all was going, an angel came in the form of a human being, and they let him make the decision. They made they appointed him to make a decision between both of them. So that angel, who was in the form of human, he said that you should measure the land at both ends, and whichever land is closer, then he should be deemed amongst them. For example, if the distance where he is at the moment, this distance from here to his previous city, which was the land of transgressions, the land of sins, if that is lesser, then he should be taken by the angels of punishment. And if his distance is lesser towards the pious people of Allah Almighty who are engaged in worshipping Allah Almighty, then it will be the angels of Rahmah, mercy, that would be taking him. So accordingly, the earth was measured at both ends, and the end, the bit towards the city where he was heading towards, that end came to be shorter. Hence, he was deserving of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the angels of mercy, they took him with them. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, you see how vast the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that even someone who made 100 killings, who killed 100 people, you can imagine how grave a sinner he would be. Even he was not rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he left with the intention of repenting wholeheartedly and sincerely, even he was forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even he was taken by the angels of mercy. So no matter how major sins you have committed, how many major sins you have committed, no matter they outnumber the, you know, the heights of the mountains, they outnumber the dust particles of the sands of the deserts of this world, regardless of whether they outnumber the leaves of the trees of this entire earth, no matter how many they are in numbers, still they can never be more than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for us. The doors of repentance are still open for us. The mercy of Allah Almighty is waiting for us. That who amongst the bondsmen of Allah Almighty will repent so that the mercy of Allah Almighty can be showered upon him and Allah Almighty can forgive him. So those people who have this mindset that there's no point of repenting because of the number of sins that we have committed, because of these number of sins and the major sins we've committed, we will not be forgiven. So what's the point of repenting? You should eradicate this satanic whisper from your hearts and reflect upon this entire mindset, the baseless mindset that you've developed or you had developed up to now in the light of this discussion that we've just had, and in the light of the account of this person who made 100 killings, who killed 100 people, even he was forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can imagine that the mercy of Allah Almighty is never ending, waiting for us to repent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to eradicate this very baseless whisper, satanic whisper from our hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to eradicate this barrier as well, which serves as an obstacle between us and repentance. Ameen. Bijahi an-nabiyyil amin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Guide me. Mercy on me, guide me. Oh, forgive me.